Have any requests for the last poem? Because I'm up for grabs. Allison knows so much stuff. I should choose that, huh? Okay, all right. That's what I'll do. Last poems are so important. All right, while I'm thinking of the last poem, I'll reach a short one here. This is a poem that comes from my curiosity about the Hindu tradition of assigning to the Godhead, God, divine intelligence, both fatherly and motherly attributes. That is, in the motherly attribute, it's the divine mother and heavenly father. And, you know, in our Judeo-Christian thing, we have this very stern, you know, patriarchal image of God. And I was in India some years ago, and I was very moved by how that affects a culture, having that two-faceted idea of the divine. And this is a poem about that. It's called A Hymn to Her. Like some swollen, swaying samba, under pressure to behave, you are wild and without number. Neither principle nor wave. Can your dance subdue its dancers when we dancers are the song? Can your slow, half-whispered answers float us back where we belong? Everything we long or ache for is within soothing reach. It seems you surround us with your wakefulness. You astound us in your dreams. The guy that translates my work into Italian, when I was in Italy in February, and he put a tape in my bag, and he's a musician also, and he actually put music to that. And see if I can take it out and get a hit, get somebody to record it.